This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Robert Shepard, please note the following medical letter, period. Robert is R-O-B-E-R-T. Shepard is S-H-E-P-A-R-D. I did an independent medical evaluation today, period. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A physical examination was not performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old male, period. Weight 190 pounds, height 5'6" tall, period. The patient was initially unconscious after the he was initially unconscious immediately after the automobile accident on or about February 11th of 2022, period. The patient was the driver with his seatbelt on, period. Another vehicle ran the stop sign, striking the patient's vehicle on the driver's side, period. The patient's vehicle was a four-door sedan and was pushed into a field, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. The vehicle was not drivable, and several airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. The door hit the patient's hip, and the brake pedal hit the patient's left shin, period. The door buckled in, or the door caved in, period. The patient sustained bruises to his chest, period. He initially had pain in his chest, comma, left hip, comma, left leg, comma, pain down his entire left side, comma. I don't know if this, if it cut out or not, but he had... I want to say several airbags, if it's not already typed, please type in. Several airbags were deployed. The patient was jerked, period. The door hit the patient's hip, period. The brake pedal hit the patient's left shin, period. The door collapsed in, period. New paragraph. The patient had bruises to his chest, period. He had pain in his chest, comma, left hip, comma, left leg, comma, pain down his entire left side, comma, and pain in his entire back, period. Presently, after time and treatment, he is not having any permanent pain or difficulty, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient is as follows, period. The patient was seen at the Veterans Hospital. Let me change that. The patient was initially seen at the VA period. He did have an MRI and x-rays, period. He was placed on pain medicines, period. The patient did his own home physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living at present are not affected, but he initially sustained significant injury, and initially it did inhibit many of his activities of daily living, period. New paragraph, prescription medications include hydrocodone, blood pressure medicine, lipid medicine, and diabetes medicine, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and hyperlipidemia, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never injured his back in the past, period. The patient has never injured his chest or left hip in the past, period. The patient has only been involved in minor automobile accident, no major auto accidents, period. The patient had a couple work injuries to his right knee when a grinder injured his right knee. It did heal without permanency, but it did require sutures, period. He had a metal piece at work that went into his face and chest without permanency, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals at age 19 he had a cyst removed from his right knee. New paragraph, occupation is that of a mechanic of cars. New paragraph. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, from the VA emergency room dated February 22, 2022, states a motor vehicle collision February 11th, unsure of loss of consciousness, positive for chest pain and left neck pain since the MVC, constant, worse with touch, 7 out of 10, period. Positive for left hip, left shin, and left flank pain as well, period. Left neck swelling since the MVC, period. X-ray studies, February 22, 2022. X-rays of the tibia and fibula shows no displaced fracture or malalignment, period. X-rays of the hip was no displaced fracture or malalignment, period. Chest X-ray, reason for study was left shoulder pain, status post-MVC last week, period. Impression, no acute radiographic abnormalities, period. CT angio of the head and neck was number one, no acute intracranial abnormalities. Two, posterior left neck soft tissue stranding slash edema and ecchymosis, period. Discharge disposition, being discharged home, period. Discharge diagnosis is chest bruising, left hip pain, period. Discharge medications, no medicines at discharge, but advised to take Tylenol and ibuprofen, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history, I have found that the patient sustained significant initial injuries following the automobile accident of February 11th of 2022, period. All his treatment that was given to him were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. New paragraph, diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, chest trauma and pain, number two, left hip trauma and pain, number three, left leg trauma and pain, number four, cervical, thoracic, and lumbar strain and pain, number five, left shoulder strain, next number, posterior left neck soft tissue stranding, slash edema and ecchymosis per CAT scan, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of February 11th of 2022, period. New paragraph. Although the patient does not have a permanent impairment at this time, he did initially sustain significant pain and discomfort that affected initially his activities of daily living, and it did require a prolonged recovery, but ultimately he did totally recover, and all areas are resolved at this time, period. The patient did have significant injury to his neck, as related by the CAT scan findings, as I mentioned earlier in this report period. New paragraph. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his cervical region period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses would be ongoing medication period. The patient did have to increase his hydrocodone because of the left hip pain period. Estimated cost of medications, both oral, anti-inflammatory, and analgesics, would be $90 a month for the remainder of his life period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment period. I have reviewed the patient medical records, but I have not performed a physical examination period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.